Do you always tell the truth? Come on now, be honest. Or sometimes do you do a little white lies here and there? Well, I'm going to tell you what you are creating in your world by telling the truth, or if you're not being truthful to yourself and to others. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so as children, we grow up wanting to tell the truth. We're young, we're innocent, and our parents are asking us questions, and we want to be loyal, we want to be respectful, and we want to tell the truth. We want, as human beings, it's human nature to want to tell the truth. So, why does it not always happen? Well, there's a whole lot of reasons. But at a young age, when do we start to not tell the truth? And even as adults, when the number one reason why we don't tell the truth is because the person that's asking the question, you think that the truth is going to not be what they want to hear. You think you're doing them a favor by telling them something other than what the truth is, because number one, you don't want to hurt their feelings, you don't want them to be disappointed, or whatever it is. Okay, that's the number one reason. The number two reason is because you know you did something wrong. You know flat out you had your hand in the cookie jar. And when somebody asks you, did you put your hand in the cookie jar? And you say no. Why? Because you wanted the cookie. And yet you knew that it was off limits. You knew that it was not right. You didn't have approval, right? You didn't have permission to have a cookie, but you wanted it anyway, okay? So that's where it all starts. It starts off kind of innocent, and then it leads into all these webs and bunny trails and all these other places that we never intended on going, but we end up there because one lie turns into the next. And then it gets a little crazy. Okay, so as a kid, yes, I ate the cookie, right? Is that a big deal? Little bit, not too much. Are you gonna go to jail? No. Did you hurt anybody? No. But you programmed yourself, and sometimes, right, if you get away with it, then it makes it seem like not telling the truth is a good thing. I said I didn't eat a cookie. Mom or dad believed me, and I got away with it, and I got the cookie, and I didn't get in trouble. So this lying thing is pretty good. It's pretty cool. They're happy, I'm happy. What's the harm, right? And then you get older, and then all these lies turn into something more, something else, and it could really, really become a life hazard moving forward as you get older. Then you move into your teenage years, and I mean, let's face it, all teenagers lie, right? Because of all those other reasons are now magnified. Somebody wants you to do something, you don't have permission to do something, you want to do it anyway. So you're going to lie and say that you didn't do it, or you're going somewhere else when you're not going there, and you want to get what you want, right? That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you want what you want, and you don't believe the person telling you that you can't have it knows more what's right for you than you know what's right for yourself. Okay? Okay, I'm guilty. I've been there. I'm not judging anybody. for going down that path. I certainly blazed the trail down that path, and lying at some point felt cool. It felt like, you know, you're a rebel and you're getting away with things, and it seemed easier. Sometimes lying is just easier than explaining the truth to somebody who may or may not believe you or be hurt and disappointed because of the truth. So, I don't know, you know, then you get into your 20s, then you start working. I mean, as you keep going up the ladder, and when I say the ladder, I don't mean the ladder of success, I mean the ladder of life. I mean, as you get older, that you, truth and lying, it has a bigger weight component to it. Now when you start to get to a job, if you're lying to your boss, or you're lying to your coworkers, or something along those lines, that could be detrimental for your job, right? For your livelihood, for your paycheck, for putting food on the table, providing you know, food and shelter for your family or whatever it is. Now the stakes are higher, right? Now you really, really have to wonder, is the lying worth it? Should I just tell the truth? Or am I gonna just keep lying and tell the next lie to get out of it and to continue with the story, right? And that's what ends up happening, is once you go down that path, there's almost like no turning around at some point, at least in that situation, right? Of course, once you end the situation, it's done, right? Say for a relationship, for example, it's easy to lie to your partner or your spouse or whoever. And then once they keeps going, then you have to tell another lie to cover up this lie. You have to tell your friend that I was with you because I really was with this other person, and maybe I was dating somebody else, or maybe I was cheating on that person. Whatever it is, once you start that in that context, you have to continue it. You may get caught, you may not get caught, but that's not the point. Believe it or not, here's the magic. The magic is, it doesn't matter if you get caught or not, because the one person that matters the most, that you are losing respect with, is not all your friends or family. Who is it? Yes, you know. You! It's yourself. It's me. When I'm lying to somebody else, I'm lying to myself. And that hurts more than anything in the world. And you get used to it. Sometimes you can kind of brush it off after you get good at it and you get away with it. Then you can maybe justify it. But at the end of the day, you never get over it. You never forgive yourself for lying to yourself. Because as you're saying the lie, you know damn well in your head, that's not the truth. And that's the worst part, right? Because now you are giving yourself permission to lie, to go down this trail and go down to this path that is, it's not honorable. It's only going to take you to places and people that are similar in that regard. If you lie, guess who you're going to be hanging out with? More liars. And if you get down to lying and they get down to your job and you start hanging out with these people, liars usually turn into cheating and stealing, something like that. So do you really want to be hanging out with liars, stealers, and cheaters? No, I sure hope not. And that's what ends up happening. It only starts with one. And again, it's not whether you can get away with it or not. It's how are you receiving it, and what is it doing for you? What fulfillment are you getting out of it? Are you really getting what you want at the end of the day? And even if you did get what you wanted, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And I can tell you, after successfully lying for years and years and years to people all over the place, when I finally decided to live a clean, free life, I call it clean because, let's face it, when you lie, you feel dirty. You feel like, ugh, I don't even feel comfortable in my skin. You can't wash off a lie, right? You can't just wash it off in the shower. You feel dirty because you know that you are not being honorable to other people. And again, it comes back to yourself. And it sucks. And it really does. And when I got to stop doing that, when I got to live my clean life, everything just opened up. I'm telling you, the world was a better place. The sky was bluer. I didn't have all this weight on my shoulders. I didn't feel like I had to keep this masquerade going on, all the smoke and the mirrors, and who did I lie to, and who did I not, and what the hell did I tell her, and what did I tell him, and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's a circus. It's a circus, and that's part of the challenge, right? While you're lying, that's part of the fun. Is see how many balls can I juggle up in the air while I'm taming the lions and while I'm riding a unicycle. And guess what? Then the tent comes down. The music stops, and usually there's a lot of pain and suffering involved. Eventually, that is going to happen. So all I pray is that if in fact you are running your own little circus, I hope the tent comes down sooner than later. And let me tell you why. Because it's in your best interest. Because once the tent comes down and the jig is up, now you can start fresh. You can say, okay, the lies are on the table. That's all done. Now I can start fresh. Today, I haven't lied to anybody. And moving forward, I'm now not going to tell any lies. And it is liberating. It makes you feel so awesome. Makes you feel lighter. You feel like, woohoo, you know, you're having fun. You're going, you're talking to people. You know, you're saying things. And it's just easy to talk. It's easy to talk. You don't have to pay attention. You don't have to watch what you're saying because you know that you're speaking your mind, right? And it's the truth. It's the truth. Whether somebody wants to hear it or not, that's their problem, not yours, right? I'm not saying go around being mean and judgmental, but don't be afraid to say the truth. In my opinion, I think this, or I think that, or whatever, right? You're never wrong for thinking the way you want to think, right? Someone might not agree, but that's it. We agree to disagree, we move on. But now you're having adult relationships, adult conversations. And maybe you decide that that person, you don't see eye to eye, and you go into another direction. So who cares? No harm, no foul. Hey, I don't see things the way you see them. You don't see them the way I see them. I like you, but this is not going to work. You're going here, I'm going over here. Bye, good luck. Why do you want to lie just to go down a path that you know damn well you don't want? You're going to waste time, energy, probably money, and everything else going down the wrong path. So be true to yourself. And when I say that, what that really means is you have to love yourself. You have to know that who you are and what you stand for, and to have these morals and conviction, and you know, to just have a way of being. And that is what people are attracted to. When you are living the truth, you're going to attract the people who are similar, who want to live that truth, who are already living that truth. And that's when your world opens up, and that's when it turns into something that you can build a foundation on, something everlasting, right? Find the person of your dreams, start a family, whatever it is. You know, I coach a lot of people, and it's a lot of people sometimes are like, I don't know if I'm where I want to be. And a lot of times I say, are you being truthful in your relationship? And if they say, well, no, not always, I know they're not in the right relationship. Because if you were, you wouldn't have to lie. And if someone doesn't respect you and want to be with you for who you are, bye. Move on. Of course, that takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of balls or guts or whatever you want to call it. But you have to be true to yourself, because you're lying to them if you're allowing yourself to be in the relationship that you know that there is some untruth going on. Okay? So stop preventing yourself from living the life you deserve by continuing to be in a relationship that is not serving you. It's not helping you. It's not allowing you to unleash your potential and be the best you can be, because you're too busy trying to please others and not being truth to yourself. Okay? So that's all I got for right now. I think I'm gonna do a little series on this, because this is a big topic. So we might have more videos in the near future regarding this topic. All right? Get out there, make it a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.